guys, welcome back to According To. I'm Megan.
And I'm Sierra. For this week's episode, Meg and I are going to be talking about pet peeves. Our pet peeves, your guys' pet peeves.
I even have like a small list just like because I started coming with my own pet peeves and then I was like, I went and looked at other lists of pet peeves to inspire my own pet peeves once again. And then I actually have a couple of like things that were listed on a pet peeves list that I do to see if other people will see
something similar to that, but annoying. I have something like common things that tend to be a lot of people's pet peeves that don't bother me that much.
That's also another category. I didn't make anything specifically for that, but like the biggest one right off the bat, like everyone hates when people chew loudly. To be honest, like that is not one of my biggest pet peeves.
I had something similar but slightly different. I think they get lumped together. Loud chewing does bother me if I notice it, but I don't always notice it. Open mouth chewing, a lot of people hate it, and I don't really notice it that much, especially if it's not loud. Yeah. I'm like, I don't really care if you're chewing with your mouth open.
Anyways, so that's basically what this whole episode is. I don't know if we have, like, we'll do our weekly spotlights, but then I don't really know if there's a whole lot of catch up or anything that we
We officially finished.
Yeah, we did.
The school portion of PT school. So that's
my big news. Weekly spotlight is honestly just being back in Des Moines, and Haley and Ashton also, like, just, well, they've moved back a little bit ago, but, like, we just kind of moved back. So, like, we have seen them so much already, and I'm just like, it's really so nice just to be around family and just like bop over, see someone this day and then go see someone else. It's been really fun and nice, and Haley and Ashton have a nice new house, so
beautiful home. I have kind of two spots I guess that I could think of. One kind of relates to what Megan was talking about, but we tried pickleball out, not for the first time because we've played pickleball first, like, in, like, middle school, and then we played kind of regularly a couple years back when, like, there's a restaurant, like, game kind of place over in West Des Moines called Smash Park that has some pickleball courts. So for, like, quite a while, we were pretty regularly going over there whenever we would come back from school, and, like, we'd go with our mom. But then, obviously, the pandemic happened. We hadn't probably played since before the pandemic, and we wanted to try and make this a thing that we could play, not just like by going and paying a ton of money, because you have to like pay money to rent the equipment and the courts there. And so we bought some pickleball equipment, which is just the paddles and then two like wiffle balls. And then there's like free pickleball courts, which surprisingly kind of hard to find, like, because, you know, we have, there's designated courts kind of by us, but then in some places there's like tennis courts with pickleball lines also on them. It was a whole ordeal trying to find a good place, but we've played twice now, and it's been pretty fun. We even had two, like, strangers that were, like, I think, I don't even know if they're there with other people, but
yeah, I don't know.
They, like, were not waiting on a court because there were other courts open, but it's pretty common. You usually play pickleball in doubles, but Megan and I had just gone yesterday to, like, play singles, and so there's these two other guys that were there, and they were like, do you want to play doubles? Keep in mind,
they were in, like, their 50s or 60s, but I knew that they would beat us.
Yeah. And they did. It was like 11-0. And I was like, congrats, you guys. And it's been fun. And then my other spotlight is that I went to the dentist today and I had no cavities that required fillings. And you guys might be able to, in fact, need fillings. Yeah, isn't that kind of what you expect? That's not what I expect. I expect to be told that I will need to get fillings. So it was a pleasant surprise to be told that I did not, in fact, need fillings.
And I have my appointment tomorrow, so I guess I'll see what happens.
Yeah. It's okay. I know I drink a lot of pop. I'm sure that is like issue number one, but I brush my teeth regularly and I don't floss regularly all the time, but I feel like most people don't floss regularly. And I feel like most people don't have a ton of cavities. Like if you guys ask me how many cavities I've had, I genuinely couldn't tell you. Like I don't know the number, but it's a lot. And so I don't think I realized until like the older I get, I'm just like, dang, like no one gets cavities. I swear. Except for me and my family. So, I don't know. Maybe it's a genetic predisposition thing of, like, how our teeth are constructed. Or maybe it's just my genetic predisposition to loving pop. I don't know. But that was a nice surprise. Technically, what the dentist said, because I was for sure, like, thinking that I had to get cavities because the hygienist was asking me about, like, my brushing routine. Yeah, I thought I had to get fillings. I used to not know the difference when I was younger of, like, what's the difference between a filling and a cavity. Anyway. But as I was in the chair, she was like cleaning my teeth and she's like, so what's like your, like routine? And when she says that, I'm like, oh God, do my teeth look that bad? Where she's like, are you doing anything? So I told her like, oh, I brush my teeth twice a day. I don't floss that much. blah, blah, blah. And so in my head, I'm like, oh, I for sure have to get fillings. So then my thought goes to, well, I hope I can do it in one appointment, not two. Because I was like, I don't have to schedule two appointments. And so then he comes in. I'm like waiting to see, like, how many cavities do I have? And he's like, nothing we have to fix right now, which definitely means that I will have fillings or cavities that need to get fillings coming up. But for now, I'm good. And so that was a small victory. And then since we last talked to you guys, we've finally finished up all of our classes. So if you want, you can go watch our most recent vlog, because we vlogged the whole week and took you through all of that. Yeah, I don't really feel like there's anything extra that wasn't, like, already talked about last week or covered in our vlog, so
let's get into it.
Okay, so I'll start with my list of ones that I came up with the first few on my own. Okay, my first one that I came to mind was more so specific to Sierra and I specifically, or Sierra and me specifically, if I'm being grammatically correct. When people don't try to learn how to tell us apart, and more so mm-hmm. in the sense of, like,
if you don't know, that's fine.
But like, if I'm regularly around you, like, I kind of expect that it would be nice to just, like, know, like, if I know who I'm talking to, I expect the other person to know who they're talking to. But then I come to find out, like, they don't actually know who they're talking to. They're like, it's one of you guys. And in their mind, like, that doesn't matter. But then to me, I'm like, it does matter, though, because, like, we're not the same person.
It just kind of, like, from our end comes off as, oh, I could have this conversation with, like, either Megan or Sierra. Like, it doesn't matter. Which, like, in some sense, like, in some conversations, like, it doesn't matter who you're talking to. But just, it's a weird feeling to know that, like,
seems rude.
Yeah. It's weird to know that, like, oh, I'm talking to so-and-so, and so-and-so is, like, talking to me, but they don't know that they're, like, talking to me. Or, like, and it's different to, like, think that you're talking to one twin and then be like, oh, like, I thought you were someone else. Like, that's different, but it's more like the indifference of not caring who you're talking to.
Yeah. Like, almost just, I'd rather have you ask.
Oh, 100%.
Then, like, okay, now you know. But then I also think that it, like, speaks volumes to, like, actually care to be like, okay, I'm not going to keep asking every single time who's who.
Megan and I, being twins, we don't have superpowers that makes us automatically better at telling other twins apart, specifically identical twins. So you know what I do, being a twin, like, knowing in my mind, like, how nice it is to be able to have people tell us apart? I will literally go and, like, find said twins' social media and, like, go through and try and differentiate them. And then, like, I'll quiz myself and, like, to, like, tap on the tag picture and be like, oh, like, was that who I thought it was? Am I right? And, like, it really does not take that long. Like, even if you think they look similar, find one thing, one distinguishing feature, and try and just, like, bank on that. And a lot of people like to say, oh, but then you always need to compare them. Not always. Like, Megan and I say the hair length thing all the time because our hair is quite significantly different in length. And people are like, well, I'd need to be able to compare whoever's hair to know who's longer or shorter. And it's just like, but it's significant enough where, like, you should be like, is the other twin's hair going to be longer than that? Or, like, is the other twin's hair going to be shorter than that? Like, I just feel like it's not that difficult.
And, like, this is something that, like, doesn't apply just to, like, acquaintances and, like, random people. Like, it's family members too. And, like, it's just weird.
Or what else is weird is, like, the gamification of twin guessing.
Is that on your...
No.
You look like you're reading something.
No. I was just laughing at me turning, like, the ification, pulling that out. Because everyone's like, it's like people come up to you like you're a dog and be like, okay, hold on, pause.
And then you have to just, like, stand there and, like, wait for people to stare at you.
And they're
just,
like, looking at you and they're, like, kind of pointing back and forth of, like, okay. And they're, like, they'll be, like, hands together pointing, Megan.
And then they get it wrong. Like, I'm not kidding. It's not even 50-50. It is 90-10 wrong. And then does that make me feel great?
No. No. And then what's funnier is when they do the classic, you know, pointing to one, Megan, Sierra, keeping their finger where it's at, and then you'll say no, and they'll say Sierra, Megan,
and they
and
just
if you guys
did
are following along
the exact same thing.
They didn't move their finger, which means that they
kept the same order, and then they said the same name to the same person that was still wrong the first time. And then, like, sometimes they're just, like, confused because they're like, what? I, like, did opposite.
They think we're, like, pulling a fast one on them or something.
No, like, or this is turning, like, things that just annoy me about being a twin. But when people are like, did you guys ever switch classes? I'm like, no, why would I? Like, even to pull a prank, one, Megan and I were far too, like, shy and introverted to try and pull a prank on anyone.
For what?
Yeah, exactly. Or, like, people are like, oh, did you ever, like, take each other's tests? No, we are the same level of intelligence also, so it wouldn't change the grade either way. Like, it just,
dumb.
I don't know. They probably just, like, see all these things in movies, and I'm like, in my world, I don't know what twins you know, but that doesn't happen.
So. Yeah.
Okay.
That was my first one.
So I have one that is people repetitively sneezing, hiccuping, or coughing.
And I almost wrote down the repetitive coughing.
The thing is, I know that they can't help it. I know it's not their fault and they can't control it. I'm specifically thinking of my dad on, like, Sunday mornings when I'm staying at his house, and I am fast asleep, like, sneezing away, and then a sneeze awakens me. And then he just keeps sneezing, and I'm sitting in my bed just, like, looking at the ceiling like, oh my God. And I know he can't help it. I know it bothers him too. But I'm just like, stop sneezing. Like, why can't you stop sneezing? So that bothers me. And, like, hiccuping, not as much, but, like, sometimes I'll be like,
what sucks is, like, sometimes when I get the hiccups, like, it lasts for a while, and it's, like, usually in multiple times throughout the day ordeal. But it gets, like, it can get so painful.
Yeah, even, like, it can.
As the person who's hiccuping.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, the coughing too, like, it's just, you just feel like the person should be able to, like, help it, and, like, they can make themselves stop, even though.
But, like, I know, like, trust me, I've been the person who's, like, coughing, sneezing, or hiccuping, and I'm like, I can't help it, but I'm like, sorry, guys, like, I know this is annoying.
This next one also really irks me. When people wear nice or dress shirts with leggings.
Oh my God, I did not have that written down, but I hate that. I loathe it.
Like, whether it be crop tops, usually what I'm envisioning, which is, like, something that honestly a lot of people do, is, like, imagine
Forever
this,
21
like,
crop top.
Brandy type, like, t-shirt, crop shirt things, and then just, like, leggings. You cannot say you're dressing up and say, okay, I'm putting on a nice top today, and then I'm just going to wear leggings because I don't care about the rest of my outfit. Like, that is not an outfit. It doesn't go together.
Or it's like, if you want to wear leggings.
The opposite.
No, I was going to say that. This one made me laugh because I saw this on TikTok, and someone's like, I think saying that just, like, wearing athletic clothes with nice clothes, like, whether top or bottom bothered them. And I was like, in my head, like, no. Yeah, same. I agree. And so someone commented, except for, like, the Align tanks, like, you could wear jeans with those. And I'm like, no. Absolutely not.
Can you wear
activewear
and
athletic
never be
tank top
intertwined with non-active wear? Almost always.
If you can see the logo, especially, which for most athletic wear, you can, like, that little Lululemon emblem on the back of the tank top. No. You cannot wear that with jeans.
Or, like, Sierra even has, like, there's those popular, like, workout tops from Amazon, like, where it looks pretty normal and just, like, a plain tank top, but you just know it's an activewear tank top, so you just cannot, in my mind, wear it with, like, jeans or jean shorts or something else. In my mind, no. They do not go together. There's nothing you can do to make them go together.
Yeah. I know there might be people listening who vehemently disagree, but that's fine. I vehemently disagree with you. And I'm just like, you can't mix purposes.
Or when people have, like, an entire outfit is put together and figured out, and it's, like, it matches, it goes together, and then they just disregard the shoes. Like, they'll just wear, like, they have, like, a nice outfit and everything looks great, and then they wear, like, tennis shoes that absolutely, like, do not go with the rest of the outfit.
Yeah, I agree. Honestly, sometimes, like, I think shoes, for me, are the hardest part of an outfit because I don't have a ton of shoes, and so I'm, like, for a lot of my outfits that are, like, quote-unquote nice, I have, like, my white sneakers. I'm like, this looks, like, not the best, but what option do I have? Okay. Next one I have, I don't know if this counts as, like, a pet peeve, but I just talked to Megan about this, I think within the past week, and it's something that really, really bothers me, so I'm including it anyways. But it's like, I don't even know if there's a specific phrase to describe it, but it's the whole idea of like the happy wife, happy life mantra mentality. I'm not entirely sure. When it's basically like the idea that like, just, you know, do whatever you can, like keep the wife happy. Like just,
if you want a happy marriage, then keep your wife happy. Like, I'm sure you've all heard that.
And it bothers me because I think it's just like she's gonna just like let it be her way. Like, don't try and insert your own feelings or ideas into the relationship. As long as she gets her way, she'll be happy. And that bothers me so much because, one, it disregards any idea of like said wife actually like having a valid point or argument for whatever she wants. And it's just like, oh, like, yeah, sure, just like let her have her way because she's the wife and like, you know, it'll be less work for you. And to me, it just negates the supposed equality that's supposed to be within a marriage and a partnership of, you know, you should both have your feelings and ideas expressed, heard. And it just bothers me. Like, if anyone ever gave that advice to my husband, I would like just be like,
don't listen.
Excuse me?
Do not regard that.
I don't know. I don't have like the best way to even like verbalize why it bothers me so much. But I feel like if you know, you know.
I feel like the thing that bothers me with it is like, okay, us as people and as individuals, like everyone thinks their way is right. So what this is trying to get at is like, okay, if your wife is
like stubborn, you're probably right, but let your wife be right.
Like, let your wife think she's right because like everyone thinks they're all right. But in my mind, like if I have a certain opinion, am I going to think I'm right? Yes, because that's how people work. My husband is also probably going to think he's right. I think if you believe in your stance strongly enough, like have a conversation about it. Talk about it. Don't just ignore it. And like, those are the kinds of things that like end up still being like swept under the rug and like fester and are still going to bother you because you're just like not getting your own opinion across.
And then I feel like it gets to the point of like, oh, like your own happiness doesn't matter. Like, you know, just disregard everything you want out of a marriage or out of your life and make sure your wife gets whatever she wants. And it's like, well, I don't want that for you. I want you to get things that you want and like, you know. So it bothers me a lot.
My next one is the U2 album playing when I get in the car. And I know this is a almost universal experience because every person with an iPhone has the stupid U2 album on their phone. I almost just wish my phone would like literally play nothing until I decide to play something. But instead, it's like the automatic once my phone is hooked up to the Bluetooth.
Mine doesn't do that.
Or what really also bothered me and annoyed me is like, I apparently do have like some songs on Apple Music from like when I had like the small iPod Nano Shuffle thingy many, many years ago. And so I have like a very select few songs on that that are like the most random songs. And for a while it would like play that instead of U2 because it was also on Apple Music. And then it would also randomly just like switch to like playing a different song. So I was like, don't these all start like, isn't it supposed to start with like the same song every time because it's like alphabetical order, but then it like switch after a couple weeks to something else. So anyways, I'm a Spotify user. I'm a happy Spotify user. I do not like Apple Music, so it just annoys me.
Okay, next one I have is when people use the wrong word for something. So I'm going to throw you under the bus a little
bit. This is something that doesn't bother me as much as it bothers.
There's two prime examples that bother me the
most.
One is the one that you do, which is between differ and defer. Megan always says defer when she's meaning differ. And so that bothers me. But then also what almost bothers me more is people mix up generally and genuinely all the freaking time. And they don't even mean the same thing. And, like, it sounds off when they, like, use the wrong one. Because they're like, oh, my God, like, we're so, like, generally very happy. And they mean, like, genuinely? Like, generally could work there? They don't think you're just generally happy.
You're genuinely happy.
So, it really, like, throws me for a loop when people use the wrong one. And then I'm like, no, that's not what you meant.
I also, I don't know if Maggie does this anymore. But I just thought of, like, Maggie, she always used to switch up like neither
barely and barley. She always does that. She still does that.
neither and either.
Oh.
And so if she were to be saying something where she means to say, like, neither do I, she would say, either do I. It's like, that's not appropriate. It doesn't work in this.
No, Maggie, sense. If you're listening, she still does this where she will try to be putting barely and she'll put barley.
Like text?
Yes. And I just like.
I'm just making sure people like don't think she's like,
oh, no. Saying she doesn't like verbally say them, but like when she's typing it. And then I can't just like help but picture like a sack of wheat or something. It's just so funny. Okay. That was it, I think. Those are the main examples.
Okay. This next one is also a pretty common pet peeve. When people ask questions during a movie. But I want to like say there's situations in which this is okay and situations where it's not. If there's like a really interesting and kind of like confusing movie.
Interstellar.
Or, yeah. Interstellar, where you like,
you have to be like a group project on that, trying to figure out what's going on
and making sure that everyone's on the same page. Like,
what was that? Oh my God. Da Vinci Code, when we were watching,
we were literally
pausing it every like 5 minutes
because there's so much going on. We had to keep making sure that we all understood like what was happening and like why this makes sense and it moving forward. Like, literally had to take breaks and process. So in instances like that, I think it's okay.
And it's a group consensus too of like, we're all confused.
It's things that obviously like movie theater, never fine. Stay quiet in a movie theater. But if you're, there's times where people are watching a movie and then like someone just like asks a question about something that you like, you're like, I've never seen this before either. I don't know. Do not know the answer to that question because I'm also watching for the first time.
Or I love it. Our dad does this sometimes when he's like, what about blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I'm guessing that it's going to be addressed later. Like, I think that's supposed to give you like a question mark in your mind
and they will address
and we'll come
it
back to later it. Like, I think that was purposeful, the directors thought of that. Otherwise, the only other time I had that it was okay was like if you're watching a movie or TV show and they like come in later, then obviously they're gonna need some context. Like, that's fine. My dad, for some reason, when I was staying with him last summer for my 6 week clinical, I'm freaking watching Outer Banks on the last episode. And he comes in, he's like, so like, what's going on? And so I'm like, pause. Having to fill him in on like the last 9 episodes. And it was a lot. But he was into it. He was like,
somehow.
He doesn't know.
This probably isn't like just like an our dad thing.
I think it's just a dad thing.
But like, they somehow have the ability to just act like they've seen everything leading up to that point and fully understand what's going on. And then just like be in it.
Yeah.
Like any TV show that is on, it's like halfway through the episode, our dad can somehow like piece together like everything that's happened and what's going
on. No, and then Megan and I, like, we won't be paying attention because like he just will turn on like we're doing our own thing on our phone or something. He's like, so did the blah blah blah, blah, like, did that just happen? And I was like, I'm literally not even watching. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Or like right now, I'm still on my like Criminal Minds kick, and it's a show where I just like put it on and sometimes I'm watching it like to actually watch it, and sometimes it's just like playing in the background. But I started back at, like, season 1, episode 1, just, like, because. And now I'm, like, almost done with season 4. Just from, like, clicking through and, like, the episodes just are playing. But I'm sure I have not seen, like, a lot of the episodes that have played.
You know what's funny is, like, our dad, he'll be, like, watching something that we have on at his house. Because he doesn't watch a ton of TV. Especially, like, he basically just, like, watches the news or sports and that's it. And so he'll be, like, this is actually a good show. Like, this is pretty good. I'm, like, yeah, it's Criminal Minds. Like, it's pretty popular. So, I just think that's funny sometimes. Next one. Is it my turn? Yeah. Next one I have is when people, usually males, will, like, make their car as loud as possible
for no reason.
They do it for them, purpose. Not for us. I cannot tell you how many times Meg and I would just be sitting, chilling in our quiet little apartment, you know, maybe studying or something.
There's a lot of times I get annoyed in our apartment.
And then all of a sudden, just, like, revving the engine down the street. And I'm like, why? And I know there is no why. It's just, for some reason, like, the pure enjoyment of the driver. I don't get it. I don't get why they like it. But it bothers me a lot.
I don't have these actually written down, but just, like, I was thinking about, you know, when we lived in our apartment, now that that's like past tense. and other things that would bother me a lot, but I never acted on them because I was just like, let it be. I live in an apartment. Like, it's just comes with the territory. But like apartment parties and loud music and lots of people, I just think when you're like living in a building that has like a lot of other people, it's not the most considerate thing, but I understand like that's beyond my control. I cannot change that. And then the other thing is like, you would not believe the amount of just like random screams that happen. And it's like not people like screaming for help. It's just like screams of
like a singular scream for like 3 seconds.
Of
surprise, of excitement. I'm not entirely sure. But it happened pretty often.
And it also annoyed me so much.
Sometimes what Megan and I would do, if there was like a party or like too much screaming or like obnoxiousness going on, we'd like make up stories of like, oh, they just got into medical school, didn't they? Like, good for them. To try and make ourselves feel better about whatever loud noises there were. And be like, of course, like, they should celebrate. Like, if they just got into medical school or, you know, dentistry, whatever. Like, of course they're going to be excited. And they should celebrate accordingly.
Or, we've got a lot of success. This was like a last semester thing. Because it really only bothered me this last semester. And I never noticed it before if they did this before. But our apartment was, like, right next to another apartment building. And so it's just, like, a small little area between our buildings,
like a patio
between buildings. And the other building across from us had balconies and like doors as part of their like attached to their apartments, and almost every night there would be an apartment like 3 stories up and they'd be playing their music and they always had their door open. No one was ever on the balcony, but they always had their door open, and so therefore the music came out the door and was drifting more loud down in our apartment. And it just annoyed me because I was like, close your door. Please close your door.
Contain the music.
You're not even in my building. Why are you doing this? So I am, needless to say, happy. Like, I was getting so annoyed at the end. I was just like, thank God we are moving.
Okay. Next one I have is sidewalk hogs.
I had that too.
If you guys, I'm certain I've talked about this before on the podcast, but for those of you who are unfamiliar, it is one of my greatest pet peeves when you are walking on a sidewalk and someone else or a group of people are approaching from the opposite direction, and perhaps you are singularly by yourself and the oncoming group has like a group of 20. I don't care how large the opposing group is, each direction gets 50% of the sidewalk. I know people disagree. Some people are like, oh, like the larger group should get a sidewalk. No. I don't have to walk in the grass just because you guys are big. Get in a single file line and keep walking on the sidewalk. Why should I have to get onto the grass or the mud or the dirt or wherever?
And it always shocks me because I will try to like stand my ground for as long as possible.
Have you ever walked past a group of men?
You're literally invisible. They will walk right over you and like have no
sidewalk. I thought men were supposed to be chivalrous. Let me have a sidewalk.
Like, they will have absolutely no second thought in their mind of like, oh, I'm going to like get over to the side because I'm walking towards people right now.
There have been many occasions where I've been like, me and Megan are walking together and there's like a group of, I don't know, 2, 3 guys, however many there are. And like, we end up getting like a fourth of the sidewalk, like, and they're still in like their 3-file, like, horizontal line. And I'm like, no. So I've tried to start standing my ground more often where I'm just like, I'm on my half of the sidewalk, so if you aren't going to move, we're going to bump shoulders because that's not my issue.
Okay. My next one is when, this usually applies a lot in classroom situations, but it could really be anywhere. When someone is trying to like speak because it's like, oh, time to get started. Like,
oh my God, I hate this.
They're trying to speak, like class is starting, for the class, whatever. And like, it takes such a long time for the class to quiet down, even though obviously like the person is talking. I just think it is so disrespectful and rude. Like, shut up, be quiet, conversation's over.
Like, you can hear them literally getting everyone's attention. And like, this even like, obviously in grad school, like, it doesn't happen as much, but like, it still happens. And I'm like, you guys,
like, we're in like, class, we know when it's starting. Turn around in your seats, because like people would be like turned around like talking to other people behind them and just like taking their dear sweet time before turning around while the professor's kind of being like, they play it off as like, oh, like tapping, testing the microphone, like test, ready to get started. And I'm just like, guys, turn around in your chair and be quiet.
Yeah, like the second, like you can talk to someone between classes or like you have a 5-minute break and you're talking to someone, fine. But like the second the professor is like getting your attention, I'm like, okay, shut up, turn around, face the front. Because, and like sometimes it's, if it's an embarrassingly long time for the class to like settle down, I'm like, oh my God, are we 5 years old? Like this is embarrassing for us as a class. So, I don't know. But maybe those people don't get, maybe it's not their pet peeve. So they're like, oh, whatever.
It must not be because.
They must not care. Okay. Next one I have is when people post on their stories that they have a new post, like on Instagram. Because I'm just like, no matter if you're an influencer or just a regular old Joe, no one cares that much. Like, we care enough because we follow you. Like, we're going to see it. But certainly seeing your story isn't going to make me then go click on said post to go look at it. I'll be like, okay, I was going to scroll anyways. But I think sometimes, like, I think you and I use Instagram the same. But I think that, like, some people use Instagram differently, or, like, they follow enough people where their feed can get clogged up and they don't scroll through the whole thing. And I know you and I, we are feed scrollers. So I will go until I am done looking at stuff. So I've seen everything. And now that Instagram has the like new feature of, you know, you've seen it all. Sometimes I'll know that like I haven't seen everything. I don't have to like go and like look at stuff that says I've seen, but I haven't seen it because I like wasn't paying attention. Like I closed out the app. You know what I mean? But when people follow like way more people than we follow, because I think you and I follow somewhere like in the hundreds of people or whatever. So the feeds are pretty easy to scroll through. People that follow thousands of people, one, I don't know how you do it. Two, they don't like see the whole feed. So I think those stories are mostly for like those people to ensure like, oh, go like, don't miss it.
I hate when people put like those new post stickers to like cover their feed or cover the post as if it's like private, like
surprise.
Come click my post to actually see like what it is.
Mm-hmm. I'm just like, I will see the post and I'll probably like it.
You know what I don't get? People, I swear, like this isn't that big of a deal. It's not a pet peeve or anything. But I swear people like refuse to like people's posts. I like almost all the people I follow, like their posts, because.
You follow them?
I follow them. So what else am I here for? Like, is it every single post? No. But probably more than 90% of posts I like because that's why I'm following them. So then sometimes I'm just like, what is your deal against me?
Why do you have a vendetta against me? I think I like most of the posts that I see. But I don't know, sometimes it's easy to get in like the habit of just like mindlessly scrolling and you're like not really paying attention to like stuff. So it happens sometimes, but it's nothing ever personal usually. Your turn.
My next one is when people take forever in airport security.
I have that too.
And this is separate from like, I think some people go a little overboard expecting people to always know exactly what to expect going through TSA security, because like they literally do change that almost
no,
every time
honestly,
you're going
through. Honestly, that's a separate pet peeve, is TSA itself getting annoyed with you because you don't know what their personal airport rules are. And they'll be like, laptops out. And then you're like, okay, so then like next airport you go to, you get your laptop out. And they're like, laptops in the bag. And they get mad at you no matter what.
But despite that fact, you should always be able to go through like pretty quickly. Like, you know the basics. Get your shoes off 90% of the time.
Get your jacket off.
Listen ahead. Like, try to listen what TSA is saying, because the rules are going to be different maybe. So, like, be ready. Get a bunch of bins, because they want a lot of bins usually. Put your stuff in it. Wear clothes that are going to have you well prepped.
Don't wear metal to the airport if you can help it.
And then get in line, go through. And when you get to the other side, like, grab your stuff and get out of there. Do not stay in line, taking your sweet time. Grab your bins, put your shoes on. Maybe
don't tie them. Don't tie your shoes forward,
or just slip them on,
or don't put them on. Just like grab your stuff and get out of the way. Because we already said there's a million bins. It's gonna get backed up. So, get everything, move on, move out of the way. Find one of those nearby benches that are there for that exact reason, for you to recollect yourself. Yeah. That is, I'm like, when I'm ready to go, I'm like, okay, thinking, here's this bag. I'm going to put my shoes in here, my coat in here. Phone will go in my pocket, or I guess I will bring my phone through, I guess. So phone goes in this bin. And then, like, I'm, like, listening for if I need to get, like, my laptop or my iPad out. And then get ready. Okay. Next one I have is when people interrupt.
I have this as a thing that I do. That annoys people.
Yeah. And I'm not even saying, I know that I definitely, like, interrupt you at least. I think it's the nature of, like, the more comfortable you are around people, the more likely you are to interrupt them, because with Meg and I, a lot of our thoughts are similar. So when we're interrupting each other, and I'm sure you guys recognize this on the podcast, are you, like, trying not to interrupt right now?
No.
Okay. I don't know if you're, like, actively thinking about it, but sometimes it feels like we're having the same thought. And so when you can sense, like, if Megan's saying something that I sense, like, something I was also thinking, it can be tempting to jump in and be like, oh my God, like, I was saying that exact same thing, and try and, like, finish the thought. So I can get how that'd be annoying. And so it's more so, like, not, like, the thought finishing that, like, bothers me. It's, like, the actual interrupting of, like, I'm saying something and then my thought is interrupted and then I don't get to finish it.
I feel like what my bad habit is usually, like, when I'm interrupting, it's, like, something pops in my head that, like, I really don't want to forget to, like, contribute to the conversation. And so then, like, I just, like, jump in and, like, need to say it right then and there. And because otherwise I'm, like, I'm going to forget it. And then...
And the other person forgets what they were saying because they were interrupted.
But yeah.
Okay. That bothers me, so.
My next one is slow walkers at the mall. And we were at the mall. And, I mean, if you're going to walk slow, do not be walking in a horizontal line. Because that's worse.
It's the big groups that bothers me. One, because there are times, I'm usually the person who, like, knows where I'm going and I am going. But there are times when it's, like, I'm dilly-dallying around. I don't know, like, maybe I'm waiting for something or waiting for someone. So I'm, like, you know, like,
kind of the slow walker
wandering. But in that sense, A, pay attention to your surroundings. Or B, like, shove yourself to the side of the walkway so that you're, like, I'm, you know, meandering, but I'm not in anyone's way. That's fine. It's the large groups who are spread out, but you can still tell they're together. And it would be awkward if you, like, walked between them. And they're, like, taking the whole hallway, walking so slow that you have to, like, try and, like, game plan how you're going to finesse your way around them. Sometimes, because you know how most malls are divided into, like, it's one large hallway, but, like, there's stuff in the middle usually, so it still, like, separates into, like, right and left for people going certain directions. Like, there's a lot of times where I have to, like, cross over into, like, the oncoming traffic to, like, go around the slow people. And that's not okay. You should not be taking up that much space if you're going that slow.
Mm-hmm.
That was actually the one that I had next. So I'll go. Oh, and then the TSA one was after that. So I'll get to my next one. People who lean their seat back on a flight. I know this is going to be an unpopular opinion.
Because some people are going to say, I paid for it. I paid for the seat. I can do what I want. And I agree with you. You're not wrong. I just think it's rude. Because, like, I am the person behind your seat who is not going to lean my seat back.
Well, it's like, in my mind, I put, like, for a time frame, like, if the flight is over, like, 4 hours or something, then sure, like, whatever. Like, if you're going to have to sleep on the flight, I get it. But in my mind, no seat has ever extended far enough back that it makes any significant difference to the person in the seat, but to the person behind said seat being extended back, you're taking up all my space. My tray just got shoved into my stomach. I can't lean forward onto your seat because I usually, like, I'm a forward, like, lean onto the seat in front of me to nap or, like, onto the tray table. You cannot maneuver into that position when the seat's leaned back.
It's a tight squeeze. And then, like, if you have to, like, get up to, like, go to the bathroom, like, it's just all harder. And I never enjoy it.
So I am anti-seat leaning back. And I know there's strong people on both sides because the people that lean their seat back, they are very much going to lean their seat back. Doesn't matter
how far, like, what we say right now is not going to change
anyone's, it won't change them.
Okay, my next one is people who keep their volume up on their phone for videos or games that they're playing. And it's in certain situations. In my mind, this really only bothers me if it's, like, excessively loud and there's, like, something else going on or other people are trying to like have a conversation. It's just like lack of awareness of your surroundings to like be, what's the word I'm looking for? Be nice to the people who are trying to like talk.
Considerate.
Yeah, that's the word. It's different. Like Sierra and I though, we'll like have sat in our apartment, like both on the couch and like both be watching YouTube videos or both be on TikTok.
You have to know your audience.
We are separately doing our own thing, aware that the other person is like also listening to stuff. And like maybe some people would say like get your headphones out either way, but like Sierra said, know your audience, know if it bothers them or not. There's times where Sierra and I will still be like, we need to be at like even volumes because otherwise I can't hear what I'm listening to. So like turn yours down or I'm gonna turn mine up.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, yeah.
Something that's similar to this, but also like a separate pet peeve because I just don't get why their sound is on at all. People that have like their sound on for games. Why? 99% of the time, the like Candy Crush sounds, they don't contribute to the game. You don't need it. So why is your sound on? And if you're going to listen to a sound, why don't you put your headphones in? No one else needs to hear the like sounds that it makes when you like get rid of a certain level of Candy Crush. It's annoying.
I agree.
Okay. I think that was all of my like main list of pet peeves. So if you have,
I have two more that I can. My next one is people who shuffle their feet when they're walking.
That can't help it.
Yeah. That can help it.
Well, yeah. Sorry. I said that wrong.
It just is like, I hate the noise and it just like, they're typically walking like very lazily if you're just like shuffling your feet. And I feel like the sound just annoys me a lot. So there's that one. And then my last one is people who like leave time on the microwave after.
Oh, I hate that too.
And our dad does this
constantly.
Cancel the thing so I can see the time on the microwave. Otherwise, like, that's all I ask.
Well, first of all, this is a separate pet peeve, but why are you taking it out before the time's up anyways? Like, I just feel like you should have a better idea of how much your food needs to heat up. Like, I put it in for a minute. It's probably going in for a minute. Or, you know, I think it's weird. This isn't really a pet peeve thing, but you know how many people, like, love to try and open the microwave before, like, the timer goes off? I've never been one of those people.
I have not either.
So I just am like, I think it's a funny little habit, quirk, game.
I try to time it. I mean, if I care enough, I'll like try to open it right away after it goes off so it doesn't keep beeping.
Yeah.
But that was all of mine that I had listed.
Okay. So we can get into, before we read some of your guys's pet peeves, I only have one more. Like popular pet peeve that is common for other people to have, but it doesn't bother me because we already talked about the mouth chewing and stuff. The other one, potentially because I am partially responsible in like slash do this, Valley Girl speech, or just saying like a lot. I've gotten better over time, but I definitely still say like a lot, and it bothers a lot of people. And I think it doesn't bother me because I am used to it in my own speech pattern that I don't notice it unless it's really bad.
I'm also guilty of that, so it's not one of the things that bothers me a lot. Something else that, these were two that were on a list that I saw, but I honestly like don't believe that these are that common of pet peeves because I feel like everyone does this, so... The first one was on someone's list was when people did speech to text. Like they just were annoyed that people couldn't just type out what they were saying and were using speech to text instead. And I do that like a decent amount of the time. Like not super commonly, but it's convenient. So
yeah, I think it depends on like, I'm not around people who do this enough for it to bother me.
Like if it was the way... If it was, like, the only way someone communicated, I could see how that would be annoying. Because then
you're like, oh, my God, shut up. Just type in your phone like the rest of us.
Or call them or something.
Yeah. But like usually when I'm around it, it's someone doing it as a one-off type of thing and their hands are full. So in that sense, it doesn't bother me. But I could see where they're coming from.
And then the last one was non-karaoke karaoke, is what they call it.
We were on the same website.
I was like, that honestly shocked me. What they meant on the website was if their favorite song is on the radio in the car, well, karaoke, they're like, okay, that's fine. You're supposed to sing for karaoke if it's karaoke. But if you're in the car and like a song comes on, don't sing loud enough where they can't hear their song. They want to hear their song. And in my mind,
every car ride is a karaoke.
When I'm in the car, if I feel like it, I'm singing as loud as I want. Anyone else can sing as loud as they want.
Like open invitation.
That is the joy of playing music in the car. So that shocked me. I was like, there's no way this is like a pet peeve for other people. If it's a pet peeve for you, let me know.
And I was like, what? Isn't that the point of a car ride, is to sing along with music? That's what I thought. Okay. Now I'm going to go ahead and start getting into reading some of your guys' pet peeves. And Megan and I can also comment on if we agree with them or not. So, someone's like, crumbs in my bed or in my bags. I do hate that.
I hate it, but I'm also like guilty of it because like I am someone who like eats in my bed and on couches. And
I usually, when I eat on my bed, I like eat on my lap desk. So it usually catches the crumbs, but it does. Or like sand in the bed.
Oof. Ooh. I was just thinking that.
I am like pro. When I go on a beach vacation, I'm not getting in my bed, and whoever shares my bed with me is not getting in the bed.
Like I'm hanging out on the hotel floor until I'm done showering.
Like once the sand's in the bed, it's not coming out.
Someone else said slow walkers. I see another one for that. So definitely agree. When people don't say thank you to flight attendants after flights.
Or just like in general, people who don't say thank you for things they should say thank you for. Or it's like this small, like I'm at a restaurant, every freaking time the waitress or waiter comes over and like gives me my food, hands me my drink, whatever, I'm like, thank you. Like it's annoying probably, but every time someone does something for you, I feel like say thank you. Someone said when they hear lips or teeth scraping against silverware.
I hate experiencing that personally. And it's gross.
What do you think of when people like are cutting food on their plate and like you can hear the metal on like
I feel like that means they've cut all the way through the food, so they need to be done cutting their food.
Yeah. I eat on too much plastic. I feel like I don't experience it that much.
There's a lot of people who hate slow walkers.
It's understandable. Really annoying.
Getting woken up when I have an alarm set.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I understand most of the time it's out of niceness of like them being like, oh, like I don't want you to sleep too late, so I just want to make sure you get up. And then you're like, my alarm is set for 5 minutes from now.
Let me sleep.
Yeah. I feel like that doesn't happen that much because you and I have been the ones to live together. And for the most part, like we don't check on each other until it's like, okay, she better be up now because we got to go in like 5 minutes.
Yeah. Another one said, oddly specific, but when people who wear daily contacts don't throw them in the garbage.
Oh,
the TikToks that I've seen for this.
Yes. Also, who wears daily contacts? That's so wasteful.
I saw someone, I mean, most TikToks I've seen, the bathtub, yeah. At least it's a solution. Most people
behind their bed?
Yeah. I just don't get it, honestly.
Like if it's some pride in your space. Who's cleaning the floor up? You. Or said bathtub. If you don't know what we're talking about, people on TikTok will like take out their daily use contacts when they're going to bed, throw them behind their bed, and they've shown like their floor behind their bed, and it's chaos of just single use contacts. And then the bathtub that we're referring to, is just like a small like desktop or like table side little plastic bathtub that people like have bought to put their contacts in, and it kind of looks like a little bubble bath. But I'm like, could you imagine going to like your friend's house or something and you just like walk into their room and see like their bathtub of single-use contacts? I'd be like, why don't you just throw them away when you're brushing your teeth? But also, when Megan and I wore contacts, I didn't know single-use contacts were, like, a thing until I saw those. Because I was like...
I knew they were a thing, but I swear we wore ours for, like, 2 weeks at a time.
Yeah. That's what you're supposed to do, because people had contact cases.
Not anymore.
I don't wear contacts anymore, so... Not because my vision is cured, but because I'm simply too lazy to. I've decided my vision is good enough. Anything else?
Backseat drivers.
I'm definitely, like, not a backseat driver. I'm like, you are in charge. I don't even want to drive myself. I'm not going to sit here and try and drive this car as well. People being late all the time. I hate this one. I'm someone who is, like, I try and be, like, 10 minutes early to everything. Especially, like, a new thing or a new place that you're not familiar with. And so it does bother me when people are late. 'Cause I'm like, did we not agree on... this time.
This one's kind of an interesting one because it's like weirdly specific, but someone said when people think they're in love but they clearly have no idea what love is, which I kind
not
of
to
get
philosophical, but have you ever been like, how are you supposed to know that you're in love? You know, there are people who are like, oh, I thought I was in love, but then I fell in love with this person and now like now I know that this is love. And I'm like, well,
if you thought before, then I don't know. I don't really think that much about the philosophical nature of love, but
anything else? When people constantly assert their credentials. I could say being annoying. I think that, or someone's like, someone not following rules or like feeling entitled. That's annoying as well. Okay. Well, I think that's going to do it for this episode. If we missed any pet peeves that you have, feel free to leave a comment on the episode post for this episode on our Instagram @accordingto. And we'll talk to you guys next Thursday.
Bye.